2 of The Six Shooter, starring James Stewart as Britt Ponsett.
Well, I told Thelma and Bessie that I couldn't have supper with either one of them. As a matter of fact, I kind of plain lost my appetite, I guess. I did take me a while to get rid of them, though. Both of them kept lagging behind, wanting to get the last word in. But finally they went home. Well, Otis Spears wasn't at the funeral parlor, so I went over to Widow Berkeley's boarding house where he lived and waited for him. It was after 9 o'clock before he showed up. Miss Berkeley had already gone to bed, and I heard the front door open. I saw him head for the hall steps. Hold on, Otis.
Huh? Oh, Britt. Well, what are you doing here?
I just wanted you to know that I won't be judging any preserves tomorrow.
What?
You heard me, Otis.
But Britt, you promised you'd do it.
I didn't promise any such kind of a thing. And I don't appreciate your trying to get me in the middle of this feud between Thelma Bingham and Bessie Madden, either.
Oh, you found out, huh?
I sure did. Well, they were over to see me, both of them. Oh, I never heard such a hen squabble in my whole life.
Well, I told you this thing between them was serious.
Well, there were a few things you didn't tell me, like the fact that they're both entering strawberry preserves at the Doohans tomorrow.
Well, now, Britt, you don't understand it.
I understand, all right. You didn't want to tackle the job of judging those preserves yourself, so you shifted on me. I understand, all right.
I couldn't judge them, Britt. Don't you see? Whichever way I was to choose, I'd make enemies of half the folks in town. My burying business would drop off 50%.
Now, Otis,
yeah, but you're an impartial judge, Britt. You ain't taking no sides in this fracas yet.
And what's more, I don't intend to, either.
Well, of course, that's the way you feel. If you want Thelma and Bessie to go on feuding, and you won't do nothing to stop it.
Well, I sure don't see how my judging their preserves would have anything to do with ending their fight.
It's this way, Britt. You're the six-shooter. Everybody in Tower Rock likes you and respects you, and they all know you ain't got no axe to grind in this affair, so whatever decision you handed down, they'd have to accept it. Both Thelma and Bessie.
Oh, maybe they would, maybe they wouldn't.
Oh, they would, all right. Now, what I'm getting at is this, Britt. Folks have forgotten about the two surreys by now. The argument's going way past that. And these here preserves have just about become the crux of the matter. You see, Bessie's always been known for making the best strawberry preserve in the whole county. They're her chief claim to fame, you might say. Why, she's even took blue ribbons at the state fair.
Oh, that's so.
And nobody's even thought of entering against a nut for years and years.
Not until this year.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. Now, if Thelma's preserve should be judged better than Bessie's, well, that'll mean Thelma's beat her on her own ground. Bessie wouldn't have a leg to stand on. She'd just have to admit that Thelma won out, and, well, that might settle the trouble between them.
Mm-hmm. You think that'd be best, Otis, for Thelma's preserves to win?
Well, not necessarily. You see, if Bessie should take the blue ribbon again, well, that'll sort of show everybody that she's still top dog, in the preserve line anyway. And folks who've been supporting Thelma might swing over to Bessie's side. And that might settle everything, too.
Mm-hmm. The way you've got it figured out, it wouldn't matter who wins. Either way, the fight would be over, is that right?
That's right. That's
uh-huh.
it, exactly.
Well,
of course, it's possible that Thelma's taking first prize might just make Bessie madder than ever and sort of add fuel to the fire. And it's possible that if Bessie was to win again, vice versa.
Vice versa, yeah. I'd say it's more than possible. I'd say it's likely.
Oh, now, Britt, you mustn't look on the dark side. I'm absolutely certain that if you make the right decision tomorrow, you'll end this whole thing once and for all. Thelma and Bessie will go back to being fond of each other, and Tower Rock can have a little peace and quiet for change.
I see. And just what is the right decision, Otis?
Why, that's easy, Britt.
It is, huh?
Well, sure. All you have to do is give the blue ribbon to whichever one made the best taste in preserves. You don't think we're running a crooked county fair, do you?
Well, sir, I never saw a fellow like Otis Spears. He could talk circles around a Philadelphia lawyer. Well, finally, I saw that if I was going to get any sleep at all that night, I'd just have to give in. But I made up my mind to one thing. I wasn't going to have Thelma or Bessie turning on me, either one of them. I was going to say that their preserves tasted exactly the same and call it a tie. And that way there wouldn't be any harm done, and I'd be leaving things just the way I found them. Of course, I didn't tell Otis what I was planning to do or anything. I just promised that I'd meet him at the schoolhouse in the morning.
Good. I knew you'd come around, Britt. When you saw how much I needed you, I knew you couldn't let me down.
Well, Otis...
I'll walk you to the door.
Never mind. I'll find my way out. Night.
Night, Britt. See you tomorrow.
Yeah.
There was one thing I forgot to tell you. It sort of slipped my mind.
What's that?
In case you have any trouble deciding as to whose preserves are the best, well, there couldn't be a tie.
There couldn't be. Why not?
You could call it a tie, but that would still mean that Thelma had won.
How's that?
But don't you see, Brett? If Thelma's strawberry preserves are just as good as Bessie's, well, folks would think that Thelma had been letting her sister win all these years by not contesting with her before. No, a tie would be the same as giving the prize to Thelma. You do see that, don't you?
Yes. Sure. Well, so long.
So long, Britt. And may the best woman win. Britt. Britt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hello, Kermit. You're up pretty late, aren't you?
I've been looking for you.
For me? Oh.
Yeah, well, Britt, I think this quarrel between Thelma and Bessie and between Rome and me and all the rest of it, I think it's gone entirely too far.
You do? Well, I'm glad to hear you say so.
But if Bessie and Rome won't come to their senses, well, they've just got to be taught a lesson. And maybe Thelma's right. Maybe the fair tomorrow is the place to do it.
What?
Well, at least everybody will be there to see Bessie when she gets her comeuppance. That is, if Thelma's strawberry preserves... what I'm getting at is this. Now, Thelma's just got to win, Britt. If she don't, my life will just be miserable. And Thelma's got a real knack for making me miserable.
Hello, Rome.
Hope you don't mind my waiting here in your room, but I just had to see you. Bessie sent me.
Well, it was the same thing over again from Rome, except that he was a little more forceful than Kermit. After he'd gone, I tried to get some sleep, but all night long, I just kept dreaming about strawberry preserves. Jars and jars of strawberry preserves. I finally woke up. It was after 7 o'clock, nearly 3 hours after my usual getting up time. Somehow, I didn't feel very rested either. I got dressed, and I stopped off at Gravy Gibson's Cafe for some breakfast. Not that I could eat very much. Then I started off in the direction of the schoolhouse, and the judging was already underway when I got there.
Second prize goes to Mrs. Hal Spidle for her devil's food cake. Honorable mention to Mrs. Johnny Seals for her chocolate lair. Honorable mention to Miss Addie Simpson for her sponge. Let's see, the next item is... Yes. Preserve. I don't see you. Oh, there he is. All right, right up here, Britt. Right up here. There he is.
Excuse me. Beg your pardon. Yeah.
Well, folks, I guess you all know Britt Ponson. Well, Britt has been kind enough to volunteer his services in judging the preserve. Now, let's see. I believe there are, only two entries. Well, yeah, that's right, too. Both strawberry. Yeah, quite a coincidence. Yes. Well, the first entry is submitted by Mrs. Bessie Madden. Bessie Madden. And the second entry comes from Mrs. Thelma Bingham. Yes, it's that. Now, I'll just unscrew the caps on these jars. Hey, goodness gracious. Miss Madden doesn't know her own... Whoop!
There we are. You can just use a spoon there on the table, Brett. It's clean. All right, if you're ready, here's the first jar. Mrs. Bessie Madden.
Thanks, Otis.
Hey,
just...
Brett, be careful!
Golly, I don't know how that happened, Otis. I thought I had a good, firm grip on it. I sure am sorry.
I'll bet you were. Well, folks, I seems we had a little accident up here. Mrs. Madden's preserves are kind of divided between the floor and Britt's trousers. I just don't know what we can do under the circumstances. Looks like, we'll have to rule that there's only one entry available for tasting.
You just and, rule no such thing, Otis Spears. I've got another jar of my preserves right out in the hall.
Another jar?
Bring them along, figuring there might be a slip-up somewhere. I'll be right back.
Well, that was sure far-sighted of Bessie, wasn't it, folks? Well, while we're waiting, Britt can go ahead and taste Mrs. Bingham's jar.
And here you are, Britt.
I'll hold it for you. Just spoon right in.
Well,
Here now. And I'd appreciate it if you'd see that nothing happens to this one, Otis.
Don't worry, Bessie. Don't you worry. That one come off a little easier. All right, Britt. These are Mrs. Madden's. Go right ahead. Well, you had enough?
I've had enough.
All right, folks, all right. Quiet down. Britt Ponsett is ready to announce his decision.
Well, it's my opinion that I want to be sure of one thing first. Now, I understand that my job is to say whose preserves taste the best. Is that right? I'm supposed to pick the best-tasting strawberry preserves in the whole county. Is that right, Otis?
That's right, Britt. That's right.
Yeah. All right, then. Now, these preserves of Mrs. Madden's, they're very good. Now, you might say they're excellent. But I've had better. Now, there's no doubt about it. I've tasted better. And right here this morning, too. Right here in Tower Rock. Now, Mrs. Bingham's preserves here, now, they're good. No, they're more than good. They're excellent, too. But they're not the best. Now, ladies and gentlemen, to me, the best-tasting strawberry preserves in Foster County are the ones I ate this morning at Gravy Gibson's lunchroom. I'm awarding the blue ribbon to Gravy Gibson. You see that he gets it, will you, Otis?
Wait, you can't do this, Britt. Gravy Gibson wasn't even entered.
Now, you told me you wanted me to pick the best tasting preserves in the county, and that's what I've done.
Why, the very idea of comparing our preserves to the kind of thing Gravy Gibson serves up.
It's an outrage. I've never been so insulted in all my whole life.
Now, you see here, Britt,
if you think you can get away with this.
Why, for 10 years, Bessie's preserves have been winning blue ribbon.
And Thelma used the same recipe I did. Now, recipe, and nobody's ever had a finer recipe for strawberry preserves than Minnie Whitford.
That's right.
Now, just a minute.
Don't you just a minute on.
No, sir.
Why, half the time you can't even eat Gravy Gibson's food. Why, everybody knows that.
Of course. Well, this is the last county fair I'm ever going to enter, Otis Spears.
And that goes for me, too. Bessie, come on, let's get out of here.
The sooner, the better.
Well, don't just stand there, Kermit. Can't you see we're leaving?
Yes, dear, yes.
No? Come on.
Yes, Bessie.
Why'd you see that, Brett? They went off together. All four of them. Together.
Yeah, that's how it looked, all right.
Oh, if that don't beat the Dutch. You got them so mad at you, they all went off together. I might have known you was up to something.
Why, I don't know what you're talking about, Otis. I was just giving my considered opinion about strawberry preserves. You know, the funny thing about it was it's true what I said. The preserves I'd had and my breakfast toast over Grady Gibson's did taste better than Thelma's or Bessie's. Of course, the fact of the matter was, I really couldn't taste their preserves at all. I just burned the daylights out of my tongue drinking Gravy's coffee. Oh, couldn't taste a thing afterwards. Boy, that was miserable coffee if I ever... The Gravy sure is a terrible cook.